KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden.
I certainly haven't been shopping for any new shoes.
My guest this week is award-winning writer and poet MK Chavez. Welcome, MK.
Thank you for having me, Janae.
I'm so happy you're here. And we're going to change things up a bit in light of the shelter-in-place order. So right now, we're going to hear MK's art suggestions to hear, see, and do at home.
I notice that my opponent is always on the go and won't go slow, so's not to focus.
First up is the UC Berkeley Art Museum and Pacific Film Archive. Their BAMFA channel features gallery talks, lectures, and artist discussions. And this is a good way to maybe check out some things that you wanted to go to in the past and weren't able to attend. MK, any suggestions of the videos to watch?
I know that they record readings that have been held there. So if you are someone who's looking for or really enjoys art that's paired with literary work, you'll find some of that work on there if you look through.
Also, too, it's funny. I haven't been to BAMFA yet, and I've been saying I'm going to go because people recommend it all the time. What do you love about that film archive and that museum?
What I love about them is that they're really working with the community. So I've always known about them, but I got an opportunity to work with them in the past curating some events. Raina Leon has also curated events. Ma Shang Nguyen has curated events. Tongo Eisen Martin has curated events. And I love when a visual art is paired with literary art.
That's UC Berkeley Art Museum and Pacific Film Archive online channel. Your next pick is another museum, the Oakland Museum's online collection. See historical photos of the Great Depression, the 1960s and 70s movements, beautiful images of California's nature. Now, MK, I like this pick for parents who are homeschooling because it can be a great learning tool. Anything on the website that stood out to you?
I really am really excited about checking that that option out myself because I haven't spent as much time as them with the Oakland Museum. So I'm really excited to explore a little bit more.
That's the interesting thing about this whole situation is that I think now people are like thinking about places to visit that they didn't get a chance to visit, you know, when they had more access to go outside. So, and going online, you can kind of explore places and put them on your list of things to do in the near future. That's the Oakland Museum's online collection. And your final pick is a young adult book that's been getting a lot of praise, All of Us with Wings by Michelle Ruiz. It's about a teen girl in San Francisco who runs away from her painful past and moves in with a rock star family. And she and her new friend accidentally summon some supernatural beings who seek revenge on the people who hurt her. And I'll just say that things get interesting. Now, MK, I've seen you rave about this book on social media. It's like, again, it's been getting a lot of praise. Why are so many people reading this book? And this is Michelle Ruiz's first book, too.
I love it because of the complexity, but also because the character is of mixed race. I have to say that one of the biggest areas for me of kind of hard work around my identity is dealing with being of mixed race and never fitting in anywhere. And so I feel like this book takes that and really delicately unraveling what it means to be someone who does not fit in for multiple reasons. And, leaving all of that aside too, I would say if you lived in San Francisco in the 80s, it's a beautiful, it's a tribute and a love letter to San Francisco. I recognize that San Francisco and I miss it.
That's All of Us with Wings by Michelle Ruiz. You can order online at independent and major bookstores.
And I'm feeling good.
I I've been speaking with poet M.K. Chavez, author of Dear Animal. You can order her book through nomadicpress.org or your favorite bookseller. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And the Sights and Sounds podcast is back. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Gabe Graben and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden. It's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world